speculations. I saw that some have excused themselves from aiding the cause of God because they were in debt. Had they closely examined their own hearts, they would have discovered that selfishness was the true reason why they brought no free will offering to God. Some will always remain in debt. Because of their covetousness, the prospering hand of God will not be with them to bless their undertakings. They love this world better than they love the truth. They are not being fitted up and made ready for the kingdom of God. If a new patent passes through the country, men who profess to believe the truth find a way to raise means to invest in the enterprise. God is acquainted with every heart. Every selfish motive is known to Him, and He suffers circumstances to arise to try the hearts of His professed people, to prove them, and to develop character. In some instances, the Lord will suffer men to go on and meet with an entire failure. His hand is against them to disappoint their hopes and scatter what they possess. Those who really feel an interest in the cause of God and are willing to venture something for its advancement will find it a sure and safe investment. Some will have a hundredfold in this life and in the world to come life everlasting. But all will not receive their hundredfold in this life because they cannot bear it. If entrusted with much, they would become unwise stewards. The Lord withholds it for their good, but their treasure in heaven will be secure. How much better is such an investment as this? The desire that some of our brethren possess to earn means leads them to engage in a new enterprise and invest means, but often their expectations of making money are not realized. They sink that which they could have spent in God's cause. There is an infatuation in these new enterprises, and notwithstanding these things have been acted over so many times, and they have before them the example of others who have made investments and have met with another failure, yet many are slow to learn. Satan allures them on and makes them drunk with anticipated gains. When their hopes are blasted, they suffer many discouragements in consequence of their unwise adventures. If means is lost, the person looks upon it as a misfortune to himself, as his loss. But he must remember that it is the means of another which he is handling, that he is only a steward, and God is displeased with the unwise management of that means which could have been used to advance the cause of present truth. At the reckoning day, the unfaithful steward must give an account of his stewardship.